Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not America, sweetheart.
For the sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Really commend President Trump and his administration, as well as Arab leaders in the region, for making the commitment to the 20-point plan and seeing a path forward for what's often called the day after. Most importantly, the conflict hopefully will end with the...
So Hillary Clinton there delivering a little bit of an acknowledgement to President Trump for his efforts to bring peace. You've seen multiple people that are not traditionally out there speaking on behalf of the accolades of Donald Trump, not traditionally commending the president for his efforts. They're speaking up. Several people are speaking up, and they're not actually even naming Donald Trump. But the truth of the matter is everybody knows who is responsible for shepherding this across the finish line, at least until this point. And the credit goes to President Trump. The videos that are coming out of this event yesterday, while the president was in the Middle East making this official, flanked by world leaders on his left, on his right, behind him, just watching the different exchanges that he has had with these leaders. That apparently President Trump shook hands with Emmanuel Macron for 26 seconds. And it looked like Macron, on at least three separate occasions, tried to abort the handshake, but couldn't do it because Donald Trump was overpowering him in that instance. The YouTube live chat poll for today on the Annie Fry YouTube channel: among United States presidents, how great is President Donald Trump? So just from the beginning, for the folks out there who can't stand the man, the last option is that he's not great. So you could come tell us that you think President Trump is not great. And I know for some of you, it's very important you have that opportunity. For the rest of us, how great do you think President Donald Trump is? Is he the best president in United States history? Is he America's best president? Do you think he's top five, top 10? Or, of course, you can vote not great. Remember, we're like 9 months, 10 months into, well, 9 months into this presidency. We're coming up on that. Just short of a week, 9 months into this presidency, second term. And you got to think of the accomplishments that he's had in this amount of time, the things that he campaigned on, that he's followed through on. It's been an incredible jumpstart. It's been an incredible I really think like political game plan and saying exactly what you're going to do, giving the American people the opportunity to say, I like that plan. And then watching the president go in and follow through on the promises that are made. Yes, the phrase is promises made, promises kept. But in this amount of time, we have not seen the Democrats step into the moment and really offer an alternative. And at this point in time, you know, if you would have heard, let's just say, was Election Day November 5th last year? I think it was November 5th. It's the 3rd, the 5th, or the 8th. I can never remember. Let's just say it was November 15th of last year. Donald Trump has won all of the swing states. You found out he won the popular vote. It really was a sweep of an election for Donald Trump. What if I would have told you that on Tuesday, October 14th, not even a whole year after that election had occurred, what if I would have told you that Hillary Clinton would have been congratulating Donald Trump on achieving a peace deal between the Jews and the Arabs? What if I would have told you that? Would you believe me? You'd have to think to yourself, what do we go through to get to that? Not even a year in? And that doesn't have anything to do with what the president has been able to do on the home front, what the president has been working to do to secure the border, which was, good grief, a day one, week one plan. He just basically said, enforce the laws that are on the books. The president, through executive action, was able to assume the office of the presidency, taking the oath of office. And then remember, they went on a mini tour of different locations throughout Washington, D.C., signing executive orders. And that's when the world really got to know Will Scharf. Do you remember that? Will Scharf enters the scene. And I remember watching all of this happen. And we're in here covering Election Day, Inauguration Day. It was a holiday. Wasn't that Martin Luther King Jr. Day? And we're like, no way in heck, yeah, we're staying home for that. We'll be here. And we're watching, and all of a sudden we're like, well, that's our guy. We know him. More importantly, he knows who we are. That's amazing. And then he becomes the narrator for all of these day one executive actions, and he's been doing it ever since. 9 months later, a peace plan is in place and the world has come together. Jim Carafano will be with us at 1 o'clock. I mean, I hesitate to even ask him a question and box him in when he joins us at about 1:05. I just want to be like, Jim, peace? Question mark? Go. But here's the deeper question that I want to know from Jim Carafano, because the jockeying that is taking place, the partnerships, the handshakes, the 20-second long handshakes that are taking place, the ones between, you know, the United States and France, the ones where France cannot let go. They can't get out of the handshake. They don't know how to do it. That's kind of a metaphor for a lot of what's going on here. But also, unlikely partners, people who we didn't expect to be a part of these conversations, who really, on the whole, have to be a part of these conversations in order for peace to actually take place, for it to actually manifest into something that is long lasting. You have to understand that the president was willing to have conversations with people who, world leaders, or at least American presidents of both parties in the past, would not have been willing to have those conversations. There's something about the art of the deal. There's something about what President Trump is skilled at that we thought would be good about business. Oh, he's a real estate broker. He knows how to do business. The application of that skill to negotiating with people when you have a common goal that you want to achieve. It's not about who does the best politics. It's not about who does the best campaign ads, the best spin. Aren't you all done with spin? Aren't we all so done with spin? So when Jim Carafano comes on with us at 1:05 in less than an hour, the question that I really want to know, of all those parties that were present over this past weekend, but specifically yesterday, as I'm watching these world leaders talk to President Trump, he was a force with his own gravitational pull this entire weekend. Wherever he was, people wanted to be. They just gravitate towards him. Where's Russia? Where's China? How do these forces, economically, militarily, how do these powerful forces that are not included in discussions about peace? Look at, everybody here wants peace. What about you guys, China? How about you, Russia? The United States has been a willing participant in negotiating for peace anywhere that peace can be achieved, to the extent that the wars that were settled, some of them, most of us have never even heard of these wars before, but yet people are dying and being slaughtered in these other countries. And in the midst of that, because it's not high profile enough, the American people aren't talking about it. But Donald Trump, finds a way to negotiate peace, and he's been trying to do it between Vladimir Putin and Zelensky for some time. Zelensky hasn't always been agreeable to Trump, but that sure has come around. Vladimir Putin hasn't always been agreeable to Donald Trump, but they've had conversations. How is it that peace in the Middle East was more achievable than Putin doing what Donald Trump wants him to do, doing what needs to be done to end the bloodshed in his country, of his countrymen, of course, Ukrainian men and women and civilians alike? Russia, where are you at? It's probably getting pretty lonely on the side of the fence that wants war versus the side of the fence that now sees that peace is a possibility, if not a probability, when you have willing participants, willing parties who can sit down and talk like grown-ups and find out some sort of agreeable future where we can actually be more prosperous together with our handshake for peace. I want to know from Jim Carafano at 105, there was just like an emanating love fest yesterday. You couldn't get away from it. Watching these hostages be embraced by their loved ones rips your heart out. To hear the emotion in these embraces and to know that there are bodies coming back who don't get to enjoy that embrace. There are families who don't get to enjoy that embrace. But the hostages returning, we get to see the reunification of those people. And it's because Donald Trump, along with all of these other necessary parties, have come together to make this a possibility. What is it about Donald Trump that makes this such a possibility? What is it about Donald Trump that encourages parties to say, yeah, I think maybe this will work. This will work if you help us.
I get along with the tough ones. I don't get along with the weak ones. I get along with the tough ones. I don't know what that is, but Erdogan's been great with me. You know, when NATO has a problem with Erdogan, which they often do, they call me to talk to him. And I never failed at working it out like immediately. Is that right?
He says he gets along with the tough ones. The problem that he has is with the weak ones. And these leaders of these other countries, they're tough leaders. And there's an existence that they've lived in, a reality that they've lived in for so long that is steeped in war and death and destruction. It's a perpetuity of reality for these other countries. And Donald Trump comes along and offers them maybe something a little different. What happens when Donald Trump isn't there any longer? What happens when our strong leader isn't there any longer? He says he gets along with the strong ones. It's the weak ones that he doesn't deal well with. Joe Biden was weak. Kamala Harris was weak. They didn't not only not deal well with them, they just chose not to. And look what happened. This peace is fragile. It will need to be fed. It will need to be nurtured by strength. And American strength is what is back. And that is what has helped negotiate the necessary parties to participate, to agree to this moment. The necessary parties to come together through mediation by Donald Trump to make this peace possible. And now it must be nurtured. It has to be followed through with, and we will watch it carefully to ensure that it does. Will Chamberlain joins us when we come back. Will Chamberlain's going to update us on Letitia James, who was indicted last week. And hopefully we're going to talk a little bit about Chicago as well. There are a lot of lawsuits that have been levied against the administration trying to keep the feds from doing their job in the state of Illinois. J.B. Pritzker somehow or another thinks that he's going to win this one, or maybe it's just for the news headlines that he's fighting back. He just wants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin.
see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To be seen as a fighter. Will Chamberlain is a fighter, and he's a senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, and he's with us next.
Yeah, we don't want kangaroo courts and trumped up charges. That's what happens in other places that we used to scold for doing that. We want our court system and our Justice Department and our prosecutors to be, and our FBI to be, just playing things straight and looking at the facts and not meddling in politics the way we've seen lately.
Okay, President Obama. I agree. I mean, it's hard to disagree with that, but the hypocrisy drips a little bit too thick, doesn't it? Let's ask our friend Will Chamberlain to come back on with us. Senior counsel at the Article 3 Project on X, a must follow at Will Chamberlain, article3project.org. Will, I don't know how much of that Barack Obama podcast, I don't know if you're it's a must listen at the top of the list for Will Chamberlain, but Barack Obama says, you know, there was a way we used to do things in this country. What are your thoughts? Sounds like Will, I think you might be muted on. We're going to give you the opportunity.
I am muted. I am so sorry.
I was going to say
that Barack Obama's presidency just looks worse and worse and worse as the years go on. I mean, you think about what were the signature policies. Well, there was the Obamacare, which is now looking awful. Everybody's healthcare insurance is crazy expensive. And that's with the benefit of these enormous subsidies that the Democrats are trying to preserve with another $1.5 trillion of spending. And everybody's sitting around wondering, why is my health insurance suck? You know, I mean, I can't be the only person, you know, especially if you're not employed and you buy it on the individual marketplace, just what a terrible value it is.
Yeah.
Thanks Obama for that. And then the Iran deal. Well, that was a complete waste of billions of dollars. President Trump demonstrated that Iran was a paper tiger, and you wonder maybe Obama should have taken out the nuclear program instead of handing a few hundred billion to people who hate us and use that to fund all sorts of jihadism throughout the Middle East. Maybe that was really bad policy, and you know, we didn't need to take Iran as seriously as Obama wanted to. Race relations completely degraded. I saw a chart today where, you know, prior to when Obama was elected, something like 70% of the country thought race relations were good. By the end of his two terms in office, it was 25 or 30%. This is the era of Trayvon Martin, of George Zimmerman, of Michael Brown, that shooting, which, you know, the Obama played into the whole narrative that it was hands up, don't shoot. In reality, the guy had attacked a cop
20 minutes from where I'm sitting right now,
robbing a convenience store. Right. You're familiar with that in St. Louis.
We were kind of ground zero for a lot of the Black Lives Matter thing seemed to really take off after that. And, you know, our St. Louis Rams that year, now the L.A. Rams, of course, but came out of the tunnel with their hands. The relationship between St. Louis and the NFL is super complicated, because while the NFL was screwing St. Louis over in that regard, the St. Louis Rams decided to go along with that narrative. That's how popular it was that an NFL team in their own city would come out against their own police officers and law enforcement right here and turn their backs. Like, you want to talk about the cultural basement of feeling like you lived in a safe environment. You're 100% right on that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, the whole Obama era, I think, will be looked back on as, you know, a really things having gone, you know, obviously there was the 2008 financial crisis, but of not really recovering out of that as a culture and being much worse off. And then that leading to the rise of Trump and Trump really eviscerating his legacy and making him look like a clown, relatively speaking, when it comes to foreign policy. I mean, Obama achieved nothing on the scale of what President Trump just achieved in the Middle East. So, I really don't want to hear from Barack Obama anymore. I'm not interested in hearing about what his ideas are. I saw he actually posted a clip where he's talking about strengthening democracy in Poland and Hungary, two conservative Christian countries. You replace our democracy with our liberal hegemony, and you start understanding exactly what he means. And I think that, you know, the world has had quite enough of Barack Obama's political meddling. It's time for him to retire. And, you know, enjoy his children and grandchildren if they're having any.
Yeah, I completely agree. You mentioned Obamacare. It's really the signature result of the Obama presidency. And when I hear Affordable Care Act, I can't help but think of Inflation Reduction Act and wonder if we should have been on to the Democrats by then. There's a lot of words. There's a lot of talking. There's a lot of spin, and there's a lot of agenda driven media. But there is no substance that stands the test of time. Now we have the Trump administration, who not even 9 months into the second term has achieved for the moment peace in the Middle East by way of mediation with all of these. It's not like he came in and strong-armed the whole thing, although Iran might have had a little bit to do with that. But the people who are willing partners to get this done, the necessary partners to get this done, this president does things. He doesn't just say things. And I'm wondering, like, how quick can the country forget about the results of actually doing things and dabble back again in what the Democrats have had to offer, which is just substanceless words?
You know, it's interesting. You know, I had a post the other day where, you know, I was just the throwaway post, because obviously this healthcare spending stuff came up as a result of the shutdown discussions. This is what Democrats are fighting for, is, you know, $1.5 trillion in Obamacare subsidies that were authorized during COVID. And I was saying to myself, man, you know, the healthcare insurance industry is completely broken. And everybody, I mean, I'm paying a huge amount for health insurance monthly, and it covers barely anything. Like, it's there to cover me. It's essentially a massively expensive catastrophic plan where it'll cover me if something really, really bad goes wrong. But otherwise, you know, I'm paying $1,300 a month just to get in the door, at which case I'm still paying the normal rate for healthcare. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way. And I didn't expect that tweet to go viral. You know, normally I'm like, I have a good feeling for when I'm actually talking about something that is salient to people. And this one just surprised me. It got like 20,000 likes. And I'm thinking, there's a lot of people who are really frustrated with it. And I think people are wise. It's not that people on our side are thinking, oh man, we just need these subsidies. Oh man, we need to go the left way on healthcare. It's like, no, they're not happy about how expensive things are. And they know who's at fault. They know it's the Democrats' fault here. So there may be a lot more appetite for sort of revisiting Obamacare now than there was maybe a decade ago, or you know, in 2016, when people were angry, but they didn't really understand how much it had screwed up the health insurance system. And so I could see a world, you know, Congress might just want to go for a straight up repeal, just straight up repeal it, go back to the healthcare system back as it was in 2008. You know, maybe there's some pre-existing conditions issues that have to be fixed with future legislation, but whatever, the whole entire superstructure of Obamacare is a mess. It's ruined. It's driven up the cost of healthcare enormously for every normal person. And it just can't be right. It can't be the right answer. We know that now.
And if you have a law and order president who's reinstated some sense of respect for law and order in a lot of these places where people just thought it's a lost cause. I live in the state of Illinois. I know how that goes. Work downtown St. Louis. Know how that goes. You've got these blue driven areas, and law and order is something that speaks to people across any sort of partisan divide. Healthcare is as unifying as, for like you're saying, of people who are just disgusted with the system. Nobody likes health insurance companies. Nobody loves the plan that they're on. Everybody's paying outrageous prices for it. And I think you're exactly right that could be the next obvious thing across partisan lines to unify the party, to keep things going in the right direction. President Obama said in that clip, in that podcast, we want our court system and our DOJ and FBI to be playing things straight. So that reminds me of a phrase. I've heard it a few times, that no one is above the law. The law speaks for itself. The law applies to everybody applicably. Letitia James gets indicted last week, and it appears as though that this is once again the end of democracy. Does Letitia James deserve to be indicted for the crimes that she's alleged to have been committed?
Yes, she does. And, you know, I wrote a lengthy post on this where I said that, you know, there's a, in a, if we were painting on a clean canvas, it might make sense to let this go. Right. In the same sense, you know, Trump did something similar with Hillary Clinton after he got elected in 2016. He let go the mishandling classified information charges that he could have brought against her. He could have had his DOJ brought. He said, no, bad idea. You know, we want to time to reconcile to, you know, we want to show honor. She was the other party's presidential candidate. It's not a good thing to do when you're putting the other party's presidential candidate in jail. That's all prudence. And it's about showing the sort of requisite amount of honor for the other side. You know, the idea being that if this is actually a democracy where we're going to have peaceful transfers of power, if we don't honor each other, then we always have to worry that our transfer of power to you is going to be the last one, where you're just going to decide, okay, enough of this. We hate you. We don't think it's legitimate for you to wield power, even if you win an election. You know, there's always that risk of violence. So part of maintaining that honor is not creating a situation where it's a zero, you know, it's like absolute victory or absolute defeat. Like, you win an election, you're in power, you lose an election, you get prosecuted and go to jail. We don't want that. That said, they broke the taboo. They opened Pandora's box when they prosecuted President Trump, when they indicted him four times in four different jurisdictions. So now we need to deter that behavior in the future, because otherwise it will keep happening. The only way to deter it is to prosecute the prosecutable crimes that you find committed by the people responsible for that lawfare. And this is not a novel charge against Letitia James. People get convicted of exactly this, species of fraud all across the country every year. You say that you're going to use your property as a second home or as a primary residence, and then you rent it out to tenants. That's mortgage fraud, because you got a lower rate by lying about your potential use of the property. So, sorry, garden variety fraud. You have no defense. It's really noticeable how people who are complaining about this charge never actually even talk about the underlying substance of the charge. It is so garden variety. It's the same thing that happened with Comey, where the perjury charge was such a garden variety false statement charge. You took an oath to Congress and you lied. Like, duh, the FBI director shouldn't get away with that. You're getting charged for it. You can complain about lawfare all you want, but it's such a completely different world from the novel charges that were being filed against President Trump that were a total stretch. You know, that New York charge, like the falsification of financial records, you never see that brought without a fraud claim, because the idea is that nobody was ever going to rely on these records. It was a subordinate clicking the wrong button in a QuickBooks drop-down menu, and they got 36 felonies out of that. And you don't expect to be charged for garden variety mortgage fraud? Give me a break.
If they would have had the case, exact same details, against Donald Trump, or even maybe like a Don Jr. or an Eric Trump, or somebody very close to Donald Trump, if they would have had the exact case against a Republican in the Trump orbit that is being presented against Letitia James, would any of the Democrats have taken the pitch and let it go by?
They would have indicted him. They would have indicted anybody in the Trump circle on that charge. It's a garden variety fraud charge. It would have been the easiest one they've had. They had so many more. Every other prosecution was such a stretch. It was so aggressive.
Yeah.
You think they would have let like a garden variety mortgage fraud case just sit idle? No, they would have prosecuted it. Of course they would have.
And in addition to that, when you're looking at Letitia James, who's the attorney general of the state of New York, or former FBI director James Comey, I would think we would want to be holding those elected officials to the highest of standards, that they have an extra burden to be above board, to have no sort of, you know, fraudulent type of activity, or a full and total commitment to the truth, to the American people whom they're supposed to serve. I just don't really see where these people can use these cases and say, this is the end of democracy. It just looks like it's maybe the end of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it really is just, it's really offensive. And obviously, I think there you are right that in particular, something like the FBI director lying to Congress. Well, the FBI director prosecutes people for lying to Congress and investigates people for lying to Congress. So maybe he doesn't get to. He went after Michael Flynn. There was a whole thing about false statements to the FBI director, not even in the context of a perjury declaration. Just, you know, he went after Flynn for false statements at an interview with the White House that he sort of, you know, use some skullduggery to get. He publicly admitted, he's like, in a more organized administration, I wouldn't have been able to send my guys over and have him interview Michael Flynn. Like, yeah, you knew you were doing wrong and you did it anyway. So I have no patience for Comey. You know, Comey decided to make others, you know, hold others to the strictest letter of the law, even when and be extremely, extremely aggressive. He can't but expect that the same will be applied to him now that he's not the FBI director anymore.
The amount of fronts that this administration is able to battle on right now is wildly impressive to me. Will, we always thank you for helping us break down the legal side of things. We're really grateful for it. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Talk again soon. Bye-bye. Will Chamberlain is the senior counsel at the Article 3 Project at Will Chamberlain on X, article3project.org. Make sure you go follow him. I appreciate his take quite often in his words on X. All right, let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Among United States presidents, how great is President Donald Trump? America's best president, top 5, top 10, or he's not great at all? We want to hear your comments on this one. So leave us a little thought on the Annie Fry YouTube channel after you vote. Let's see. FR says too early to tell. Well, that's not an option, so forget about that. We're going to see. MAGA says top 5, any better rating is pure fanboyism. So I wonder who your top 5 are, MAGA. You should let us know. And Joe says, yeah, top 10. Let us know what you think. Annie Fry YouTube channel, youtube.com/@AnnieFry. And remember, you can stream 97.1 and The Annie Fry Show anywhere you go on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.
Charlie Kirk, a friend of mine, a friend of all of ours, a friend of a lot of the people right here. And we're giving him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest honor you get outside of the Congressional Medal of Honor. One's military, one's civilian, but it's the greatest honor. And Erica's beautiful wife is going to be here, and a lot of people are going to be here. So, you know, it's not easy for me to get back. It's a very quick trip, but I'll be making 2 major stops, and then I'll be on the plane trying to get back in time for Charlie. They're going to have a great celebration at the White House in the East Room of the White House.
President Trump speaking last week after the negotiations had been announced and the peace was a matter of getting over to the Middle East to help make it visually a very big thing so that the world would be on notice. I think he was successful in doing that. Today is Charlie Kirk's birthday. And I was seeing, did you see the Time magazine, Ethan, photo that had Donald Trump, and the shot was from underneath Donald Trump's chin. So it's like looking up, makes Donald Trump look very big, not in a way that Donald Trump would be complaining about. Just makes him look tall.
I have not seen it, okay. But I want to say that I heard them commenting about it on Kill Meat.
So, yeah. So Time is just basically acknowledging that Trump has done something enormous here. And
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop it up here on the YouTube live while I'm talking here. I'm working my way through this, but the the photo is like not really one that I would expect Donald Trump to see and like. And he's already commented on this photo and been like, "It's the worst picture ever of me," and it is a terrible picture of him. If you look, you can see his hair is like swooped around over his head, but it's backlit by the sun. I'm pretty sure that the sun is probably when this photo was taken. The sun is behind his head because you can tell by the glow, unless it's just an editing thing, but you can tell by the glow that he's kind of radiating here. But you can't see the left half of his face. You can't see his hair on the top. So he looks bald. And, you know, they took this picture. They knew this was a bad picture and they used it. His triumph. That's what the headline is. His triumph. And then it says, the leader Israel needed, how Gaza heals. So they've got his triumph is a story, I'm sure, in Time, kind of from an American perspective. The leader Israel needed what appears to be, unless I'm...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I could be totally, well, I usually am, an idiot. But the leader Israel needed looks like an Israeli perspective, and then how Gaza heals looks to be like a Gazan-Palestinian type of perspective. This photograph is a shot from Time. Is it not? Is there any doubt in your mind that when they pick this photo, they're like, he's going to hate it, let's use it?
They're just far too much of professionals for them to not look at this picture and say, ooh, that's a good pick, right? Hold on, I got to make sure I'm saying this the right way, right? They're way too professional to be saying this is a good picture because it's clearly not.
The people at Time know
yes.
what a good picture is,
yes.
and they know what a bad picture is.
Correct.
And they know this is a bad picture.
They shouldn't be working for Time magazine of all places if they can't decipher the two. And clearly, this is not a good picture. So it makes you wonder. It certainly does.
I know. And I don't want to be like bombastic about these things. Like, there's no way that they didn't put this picture on there knowing that it was a bad picture. But the thing is, here's the thing, folks. It doesn't matter anymore. Donald Trump is winning, but he is winning from the bottom up, not from the top down. Well, you know what Time Magazine does? Time Magazine, you know, overinflates the importance of people like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, not the importance of the people. They were very important people, but the importance of the things that they've done. Remember last week when I highlighted because it was a 16 years since Barack Obama got his Nobel Peace Prize award. And off the top of my head, it was like for facilitating conversations about peace among peoples. And he hadn't been in the office of the presidency for a year.
But he was nice to those international people.
Peoples.
Forgive me. Peoples.
You gotta count all of them.
All of them. Not just the people. The peoples.
I thought about this. The Time magazine cover got me thinking, too, especially on a day like today. Because you have Donald Trump hustling his presidential tuchus back to the United States of America so that he can award the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Mm-hmm. Honor his military. The Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously to Charlie Kirk. Erica Kirk will be there to receive it. And it doesn't matter. I don't even know where you go to, like, hold a Time magazine in my hand. Time magazine's influence on my life is when they do something stupid enough for it to make it into my conservative timeline feed. But when you're highlighting Men of the Year, Person of the Year, I was thinking it was Charlie Kirk, hands down. I think that Charlie Kirk's assassination is a pivotal point in our timeline of history where we were headed one way and all of a sudden there was a fork in the road that appeared. And it gave people who were headed in one definite direction the opportunity to say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to go that direction anymore. I'm going to change my direction and go this way. And it's not just like, I'm going to vote Republican now. Although I think some of that has happened. The cultural implication, the weight of Charlie Kirk's life, the life that Charlie Kirk led, is what carries on and continues on. The death was an exclamation point on his life, but the life is the substance. And he's going to be honored today because today would have been his 32nd birthday, 32. And I'm thinking, you know, the Time magazine comes up, and the only reason why I really want to bring it up is because I'm thinking, what's gonna take Charlie Kirk off being, you know, the person of the year for all of these persons of the year awards? And if, come the end of the year, when these things are officially decided, peace is still marching in the direction it's marching right now, I almost think of their stories being so intertwined that they're inseparable. I don't think Donald Trump's the president without Charlie Kirk. And I don't think Charlie Kirk gets to share his message the way he did without Donald Trump. Most literally, because the people who had the levers of power in the executive branch of our government before Donald Trump shut people like Charlie Kirk up, took away their First Amendment rights because they were wrong thinkers. That happened. That really happened in this country. And talking to Will Chamberlain before about the Barack Obama administration and understanding how close we have been in our country recently to what tyranny actually is. You got people saying like the indictment of Letitia James is the end of democracy. We have ended democracy so many times in the last 10 years.
Wait, we still have democracy?
No, technically. I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
It is a republic. I should play this again because my daughter knows this. I pledge allegiance to the flag,
amen,
of the United States of America, and to the
democracy.
I will schedule a session with Ethan and Molly.
Spaceballs and
to the Republic,
the Pledge of Allegiance learning.
To the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Democracy.
That's the Molly version, and we will not correct it. And then that prayer, I'd never heard that before. She said, gosh, I have to remember. To God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Annie reciting.
And I know, but I got to go into the prayer
she's
the way
processing.
Molly does.
No, I'm just narrating. I'm narrating what's happening right now. She's thinking.
Something about Jesus, something every day to show my love in my own way. Help me, Jesus, every day to show your love in my own way.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. That's I had to sweet. Get it right. I kind of butchered it on the way there.
How old is she?
4.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, Lutheran schools, let me tell you.
John comments and says, bring in Hans von Spakovsky to teach Molly and Ethan. What do you think about that?
I think Molly's pretty much on board. It's Ethan I'm worried about.
All right. Hans, come fix.
Yeah. I mean, we're 5 weeks from, what is today, the 14th? Not quite 5 weeks from Charlie Kirk's death. Doesn't seem like time moves that quickly, and then you blink, and then it has. But the things that are happening in our country and in our world right now are so big. They're so big. And there's so much more to come. You got to stay locked in. And you got to stay grounded in what really matters. And that's where Charlie Kirk comes in. The Charlie Kirk mentality that was a faith first. The fact that think about being that podcaster. I don't know who it was. Think about being that podcaster said, how do you want to be remembered? How many times have we heard the clip in the last 5 weeks? I want to be remembered for my faith. Courage for my faith.
One of the most important questions and answers, maybe the most, of 2025, because in a time where, you know, despite him being documented publicly thousands of times, it's so easy for the world to portray and mix their own message of who was this person, who was that person, who was Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk, you know, I'm not sure how far out that was recorded before his death, but He paints the picture right there of what the most important thing was.
Clearly, unequivocally, he knew. All right, let's take a quick break. Ryan is out today, and Ethan is in for Ryan, and we're going to do Wiggins America Ethan version next. Don't go away.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins! Not Wiggins America. Ethan's America.
Hi.
Ethan's America.
It's funny.
The people couldn't hear the death stare I was giving you.
I could. That's why I didn't look at you.
If you're on the YouTube live chat, Paul, you certainly could.
You've got volume in your facial expressions like a woman.
I know. I'm pretty good at that, aren't I? I fill this chair out pretty well, don't I?
Ryan never uses his facial expressions. He uses all of his words.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them.
Before his face says anything. My face speaks before my words speak. His is the opposite.
So today, while it is technically Ethan's America, I like to think of this as almost a remix version of Annie, Are You Okay?
Okay.
And the reason being is that I have a list here. It is a list of crazy parenting rules that certain individuals grew up with in their homes. Just random, found them on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go through this list. And as a parent, I want to hear if you think, okay, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
So
you think there's actual reasoning to it.
You're asking my thought as a mom.
Correct.
Me as a mom. Okay.
Correct. Does that make sense?
Did
I explain that well?
Yep.
Okay, so let's go.
Because I've been a daughter and a mom.
Okay.
We'll stick with the mom part.
And let me just preface. Mm-hmm. Some of these are really silly, but some of them I think you could actually make an argument, like, or at least say, okay, I could see where they are coming from. The first one, no turning on the lights during thunderstorms.
Excuse me, what? Why?
I have no reason. What do you, maybe some sort of fear or concern with electric? This sounds like something that would happen in like the 1940s.
We don't take showers during thunderstorms.
Why?
Water conducts electricity.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't even know that.
Wow, you've been living on the edge.
Okay, yeah. So that one was obviously a silly one. The next one.
Turn the dang lights off when you leave a room. Move on. That's different.
Is that an issue in your home?
It's an issue in every home.
Is it more of an issue with your son or your daughters? Or do you not notice
tell.
A correlation?
Hard to tell.
I feel like it was always a bigger issue for me than it was my sister's. The next one, no wearing clothing with faces on them. So this would mean Mickey Mouse. This would mean your favorite music artist, either plain t-shirts with no graphics on them, or it had to be something not alive, like a soccer ball or
one
a pumpkin.
Of the Lutheran school rules that I grew up with when I went to Lutheran schools, and I believe is still in effect, I don't know how much it's enforced, is that you can't wear any sort of band of any kind, t-shirts,
really?
To school. And it's just my understanding of the interpretation, the spirit of that law is they don't want to police that's a good band, that's not a good band. You can wear that, but you can't wear that. So
that makes sense.
Don't wear it.
No, that's fair.
That plus cigarettes and alcohol. We used to have to be told in the 90s, like, don't wear advertisements for cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah. Times have changed.
Had to drink a huge glass of milk every morning as a kid because the parents believed it would make them grow tall. The problem was that this person says they were lactose intolerant, so
oh, no.
It made for really rough mornings. But milk, drinking milk in general.
I'm a fan. We buy Fairlife milk. I just said yesterday, like, why haven't we been buying Fairlife? I think it's because groceries are so freaking expensive. But I'm huge on protein in the morning, and milk can be a source of that if it's hard to get in. But like, I quit buying cereal, I quit whatever. So calcium, vitamin D or whatever, sure. But protein in the morning, it makes you feel fuller longer.
No stepping on the bath mat with wet feet.
Oh, I hate that so much. I haven't made it a rule, but the question is, why not?
To not step on the bath mat with wet feet?
Dry off in the shower.
What's the point of the bath mat?
To keep your feet warm.
No, that is not the point.
In your house, maybe, but in my house,
don't slip.
I am going to tell people
you can dry your feet off.
The new rule before I say, hi, how was your day today? When I pick them up from school.
That one seems a little bit silly, in my opinion.
Hmm. Wait until you have kids and they track water everywhere.
Okay, maybe.
Everywhere.
Maybe, but that's the point of a bath mat.
It doesn't stop at the bath mat. That's also part of the problem. You got a few more of these?
I do.
We might revisit later in the show. All right, keep it right here. We're going to speak to Jim Carafano about world peace next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.